Killing. Police are investigating the brutal murder of a police officer stationed at Mikandani Police Station, Jomvu Sub-County. The lifeless naked body of the male police officer was found in the wee hours of Wednesday morning by a passerby in Kibarani village in Bahati sub-location, lying in a pool of blood near an alcohol drinking den famously known as Mangwe. The police officer was reportedly assaulted in the same area on Friday last week. Jomvu Sub-County Police Commander, SCPC, Lydia Wanjiru confirmed the awful incident, saying that police officer, Mahidan Sheikh, met his death while on general duty. "This morning we got a report that a lifeless body of a man was found in Kibarani village. When we came, we identified the body as one of our own. It has saddened us," said the Jomvu SCPC. She warned the public against taking law into their own hands but should instead report cases to the relevant government offices for action to be taken. Homicide detectives collect a sample of evidence that will assist in the probe of the police officer who was killed. "We don't want a repeat of this awful incident. If someone has an issue with a police officer or fellow citizen, he should complain to our offices and we will assist them. We should not lose the life of anyone else. Investigations are ongoing. We don't know what caused the conflict or death," stated the Jomvu Sub-County Police boss. She revealed that the police were in hot pursuit of one suspect to unravel the mystery surrounding the death of the officer found with serious cuts on the head. "I don't know what transpired, but we have one suspect in custody who will assist us in investigations," said the SCPC. Alex Mwega, Kibarani village elder, said he was called by a person who saw the lifeless body lying in a pool of blood and he informed the police. Another village elder, Alfred Waffler, said after receiving the report, he rushed to the scene and thwarted attempts by a lady who operates the drinking to escape. The residents called for stern action against Mangwes operating illegally as they posed a serious risk to their safety.